Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a fishing season. It's always fishing season in Minnesota, but it's more so in the summertime. We've talked a lot over the years about high school fishing teams and tournaments and all those things. Tonight we talk fishing from that angle. And this angle, pardon the pun. You got to be careful that kids don't fish too much. We always talk about it with hockey, don't we? We talk about basketball, don't we? We talk about it with baseball. We talk about it with soccer. Are they playing the same sport too much? So they're losing the joy in it? You know, that can happen in the outdoors, too. In some respects, even more than the outdoors, because you have to get up so early and you have to meet the conditions that are out there. You can't have practice in a gymnasium just because it's storming out. Joining us is Colt Ringer on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Ran into him last night at Kowalski's in the produce section. Hadn't seen him for a while. Next thing he knows, I'm booking him for the show tonight, but that's the way that I do my show a lot of times. Colt, thank you for joining us. Good to see you last night.
Yeah, it was great to run into you as well, and thank you for the opportunity to talk fishing again.
Yeah, I said, well, what are you doing in this part of town? You said, is it your son or daughter's taking some driver's training?
Yeah, I've got two graduated one, now I've got another driver, and I've got another one that will be driving, and we're mixing in some sports with some fishing.
That's the way it goes. You know, Cole, you're heavily involved in fishing across the board in a lot of different ways, including owning a company that's involved in it. But you and I had this interesting conversation last night, which led to me wanting you on the show. Part of it, we've talked a lot about high school fishing teams and tournament fishing and all those things. And you said, you know, one of the things that you have to be aware of is that fishing is fun when kids get into it. Be careful that the competition doesn't become an obsession or that it becomes not fun but something that they're just doing. Explain how that can happen in the outdoors and how you have to be careful to keep the joy in why it is we bring these kids into it as a hobby, not an obsession.
Well, I think just listening to your talk and the intro and everything, I think it's – and thinking about the high school fishing boom and how fast it grew and, you know – quite frankly, I think it's when you have adults that get involved and put all these pressures and the demands on competition in any sport, like you mentioned, that's where we have to be careful as adults, is to not put the competition and make it about us and remember why the kids want to get up at 6 a.m. to go fish for a tournament or go locally and have a little competition involved. So I think, you know, since we first talked about high school fishing, what, five years ago, it's exploded in Minnesota and nationally. And the good thing is it started with tournaments, and these tournaments, I sat on the board of, you know, one of the major ones in Minnesota, and one of the funny lines I always shared with is because year one is great. Everybody's happy, loving it, coming to the weigh-in, excited, fun, smiling. Years two and three, we started dealing with so-and-so's cheating. What's going on here? This rule is doing this. I was like, all right, well, congratulations. We're just like every other sport now.
Oh, that's when you know, isn't it? That's a great story. That's when you know that you're onto something, because now it ain't just about fun. Now there's something involved, and they've got an advantage because they did that, and they're using the wrong equipment and all that stuff. Now you know your game on, don't you?
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened and still happens. And then, but, you know, there's so many, like, other sports, and I'm actually up on Lake Mille Lacs. There's a tournament tomorrow. I didn't even know I was going to be in it when I saw you last night. It was a last-minute thing. My son, his senior year, he kind of phased out of it, but he's going to give it one more shot as kind of a last hurrah. But I'm running into the coach of the Minnetonka team, Chris Wiedis, and the amount of time that these volunteers and the boat captains put in to make this, because it is more grueling than, you have two hockey coaches on the ice, maybe three at a time. In a fishing tournament with 100 boats, you need 100 adult boat captains. That's tough to do. That's Ooh. Tough to find.
And plus, you got to get the boats to the landing at the right time. You don't just show up to an arena.
Nope, you just don't show. It's not a show up and drop your kids off and let two or three coaches work with them.
Yep.
It takes a lot of volunteer power to make this tick, and there's a lot of great people making it tick across the, especially in Minnesota. And there's virtual leagues right now that kids have opportunities to fish in. All these high school kind of club teams and communities, a lot of the coaches are finding ways to have league nights and, you know, all sorts of fun clinics so that there's options, which has been great.
So like for your son, you know, he likes to fish. Maybe he doesn't want to do it every weekend and get up and fish the competition. How do you dial it back for him so that it's still fun?
We do that. We take a break from tournaments. We don't sign up for 7 tournaments in a summer, and we go up to the cabin, we fun fish, and we stay involved that way. His high school where he transferred to has a monthly tournament, you know, so it's a 4 hours one night on a local lake where it's close, and try to do as many of those.
So one of the things that's happened out of COVID, though, is we've had a fishing boon again. You know, kids are doing, and plus you introduced the tournaments and the high school teams. Is fishing at a level that we've never seen before in terms of participation and money spent on it in Minnesota in general?
You know, without having the numbers at my, you know, beck and call, I think overall maybe the numbers might show with the COVID boom that we hit a point that we haven't been into in probably my lifetime as far as numbers, but it sure feels like it as far as, especially with the number of, when you've got 200 boats on Lake Minnetonka with 400 kids fishing in a tournament, that's something. And those at that generation, that should pass on and continue to have strong numbers in that.
Now you liked it so much you bought a company, AquaView, which some people are familiar with, that has become a part of electronics and part of the game that's played out there. Why did you buy that, and what have you learned from it?
It was one of those opportunities that just kind of fell into my lap, but it was one of those stories that being involved with fishing, talking to people, being in the industry, at the same time, we were looking for businesses from a family business standpoint, and happened to run across that AquaView was for sale 2 years ago, and just learned that, you know, it's a very small industry. There's so much of the fishing industry. We're going to ICAST, which is the big fishing trade show in Orlando in 2 weeks, and the Minnesota influence down there and on the industry with the Rapalas and the Linders and the you know, the people who invented AquaView, it's actually quite amazing how much of an influence Minnesota's had on the overall sport of fishing.
Like when you get involved in something like that, from a business standpoint, it's your love and yet it's a business. What is that like? Do you become too consumed with the product when you're out fishing and whatnot to see not just how's yours working, but how's the competition's working? Or can you still enjoy fishing?
I've had to really work at it.
Yeah.
And take mornings, like over the 4th, and just go fishing and enjoy it and got back to it. The first couple of years, I would admit I got caught up into it. It was always about trying to product test or do something, and you know, it's something I have to make a conscious effort to dial back. But then at the same point, I just love it. It's fun. I get to talk fishing, be around water, look at fish on a camera, you know, try to innovate and continue to come up with new ideas that will help anglers and just anybody who wants to be on the water and you know, see what's going on underneath. So,
Colt Ringer is our guest, fishing man extraordinaire, is the way I'd put it, because he's been involved in so many different facets of it. Has the camera been the biggest game changer over the last 5 years in fishing?
I'd love to say yes, but it hasn't. And I think there's a bunch of technology from the major three brands that are developing sonar. It's called live sonar, it's almost like an ultrasound where you can scan, and the innovation that these guys are doing is unbelievable. Where AquaView comes in as a tool to help, people are spending $10,000 to $15,000 on electronics for their boats, and it's really hard to, even though it's so sophisticated, we're seeing the boom because of that. We're a tool to help people understand that technology better, because now they can read and see a mark on their unit, their graph, and then put a camera down and actually get a visual picture of it. And we actually have cameras that interface and play on those screens as well. So
what is the supply chain like in your business?
Challenging.
Yeah.
Just like the stories.
Because you got to have every part to make that thing go. It's not, and if you don't, you don't have an AquaView, right?
Yep, there's chips and screens. And when everybody was at home buying laptops and phones and everything, the glass for the screens was in short supply. Then it was chips. Then there's, you know, a lot of our stuff is coming on a container and shipping and being driven across the country. So we're like every other business facing those challenges and trying to prepare as best as we can and order early and look at being creative.
All right, Colt, last thing, you hit on it a little bit, but as people, and obviously, you know, a lot of kids have done a lot of fishing because of COVID, et cetera, and that's the good news. But how do you make sure that they maintain enthusiasm for, you know, Bud Grant always told me, never let a good hobby become an obsession. Because if it's an obsession, it's no longer fun. Always make sure that you look forward to it and it's fun. How do you do that with a kid as they begin to really enjoy fishing?
You keep it simple and you develop them at a level. When they first come in, it's remembering that the catching is not the end game. The actual fishing, the experience, getting snacks, going out on the water, watching the sunrise, staying out for sunset, keeping the trip short, just, you know, playing with the minnow buckets if you've got young kids. As you get a little bit older, mixing in, depending on their competitive, you know, it's like, all right, let's have a 10-minute fishing contest. 10 minutes, that's it. Little competition. Have goals. Try to catch as many different species as you can. It's keep trying to read that kid, keep them interested and continuing to grow. Then as they get older, learn how to read the electronics, operate the boat, let them drive the boat when they're old enough with all the safety requirements, and just, you know, give them that full experience.
Colt, great to run into you last night and catch up. Always good to visit with you and get some good advice for a lot of the people out there that are maybe being introduced for the first time to fishing in the great outdoors. Thank you so much for giving us some insight.
You're welcome. It was good to run into you as well, and thanks for the support.
You bet. Anytime. Colt Ringer, nice enough to join us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.